Listening Library presents Intergalactic PS3 by Madeline L'Engle. Read for you by Julia Whalen. Chapter 1. It started at the dinner table. It was the Tuesday night after Labor Day. Wind and rain beat about the house as they often seemed to do the night before the start of school. The weather feels the way I do about school beginning, Meg Murray thought. Charles Wallace Murray, the baby of the family, sat kicking his pajamaed feet against the rungs of his chair.
"I suppose it will be all right," he said, cheerfully, if not convincingly.
Nobody responded, and nobody was eating, both of which things spoke louder than words. Mrs. Murray had made her special spaghetti, which everybody loved. She started to ask if anybody wanted seconds, then saw that nobody had finished firsts. Mr. Murray's spectacles had slid down his nose, and he wore his absent-minded scientist expression, but he was not thinking about physics or the present experiment he was conducting in his lab, in which he was very close to producing a controlled molecule of antimatter. This work was of the gravest importance to the United States, but at this moment, his concern was entirely for his youngest son. Meg, too, was thinking of Charles Wallace, rather than her own usual teenage rebellions.
"I won't even be on the same school bus with Charles Wallace. I'm not going to be able to help at all."
Calvin O'Keefe, who spent more time at the Murrays than in his overcrowded home where there were always dirty dishes in the sink and where nobody ever had quite enough to eat,